important taharas. Again, so we're on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, doing the Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel, Teishvi. Okay, someone want to read for us? Someone that we haven't heard from in a while, perhaps?
I'll do.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it, man.
I think you read every day,
though. Zoriz Viniska, let's go.
Teishvi came to Duru.
Everyone remembers, by the way, we're talking here about the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer regarding how much a person has to eat in the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that a person has to eat 14 sudos, and the Chachamim say, no, the only sudo that's obligatory is the first night. After that, everything is a rishos. So Tosos is picking up with that discussion. What does he say?
Birshami Yalev, will be explained later in the Yerushalmi.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean later, it just means it's learned out. It's derived or it's learned out in the Yerushalmi. It's not Lahalon and like that. And the Yerushalmi is a totally separate corpus of knowledge. So it's not being said with reference to before or later. It's just elsewhere. Okay?
Time-bound.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not earlier or later because it's just someplace else. So what does the Yerushalmi teach over there?
Zereshava nemar kan teishvu, nemar lahalan upasa ol moe teishvu yomam balayla shivas yamin.
Then,
ma yeshiva shenemar lahalan, ase ba talelos kibiyamim af yeshiva hamura kan ase ba lelos kibiyamim.
Stop. So what does that mean? You have two verses, right? One verse used the lashon of yeshiva, and along with that language, along with that lashon of yeshiva, also uses the term what? Yom of Laila. Night and day. So what's the Gzeir Shava?
Just like
over there regarding the Olam Moed, it says what? That yeshiva should be done 7 days, but not just 7 days. The Am should be done seven in such a way that the 7 days, it's days and nights, right? It's days and nights. So to say the same thing over here. What do you mean say the same thing over here? Say what?
You sit in the sukkah day and night.
Sit in the sukkah day and night, and therefore what?
You should eat day and night.
For how many days? So who's Tosfos explaining in this position? And this is what?
Rabbi Eliezer.
This is apparently the way the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos, is explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Anything noteworthy about this? When you read this, besides saying, okay, it's not so exciting and moving on to the rest of Tosfos, did anything strike you as being noteworthy? Think about it for a moment now.
That would work for the
Rabbanon
as well.
It would work for the Rabbanon as well? If the Rabbanon had this Yerushalmi.
Right.
If they're, okay.
I mean, that's where you, if, like I said, again, if you don't have to eat, but if you do eat, we learn this there's something that includes the nights, not just the days.
Difference in the
middle. Fine, but who says this is coming to have a same amount of have a certain amount of numbers? How does that exam show improve numbers? The middle.
No, because it's Yomam Velayla. It's day and night. So you have to be there day. You have to be there at night. If you have to be there, but still you have
also
to.
Also, that would just be used as in terms of the. Just that you have, if you eat just as in the day, you do that at night also.
Yeah.
I understand, but apparently, the Rabbanon don't have this Gzeir Shavah. They don't, even Tosfos continues, they don't even use this Gzeir Shavah for the Rabbanon, separate question. But they have this Gzeir Shavah for Rabbi Eliezer.
And there's a different lashon used in Tosfos, they say yeshiva, as opposed to here, in the Mishnah, we use achila.
Well, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says my time. What's the reason? What's the answer the Gemara gives? Teishu came to Duru. Is this Tosos saying anything about Teishu came to Duru? You have a whole Gemara here.
No.
Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan, they both agree Teishu came to Duru. Okay, how do you understand it? Rabbi Eliezer understands it this way. And I'm just saying, on its face, it seems like it's different.
Right.
It's totally different. Did that strike anyone? Yes. Does our Gemara use anything from the old Moe?
No.
It's just a Yisrael. It's just a rule. Teishu came to Duru. What does that mean? There's no Gzeir Shava being used to explain what it means. It's more of a Sora, if you will. Right? How do you understand Teshuva can do? Okay, I understand Teshuva can do means everything you do in your house you have to do here. Or no, not everything you do in your house you have to do here, but just sort of like a general suggestion, more of an attitude, Teshuva can to do. That's what we explained previously, for the most part. We didn't say anything about Gzeir Shava, or a reason why I would say one or the other. All of a sudden, Tosos comes along and says, Yerushalmi has a different reason. So what's one approach to take here? One approach is, okay, the machlokas between the Pavli and the Yerushalmi. That would be the simple approach. And again, I understand this is not the most exciting type of limud, but if nothing else, it serves to underscore the importance of careful reading of Rishonim. Hopefully everyone realized that this was a little bit different than what, or a lot different than what we saw in our Gemara. I'm not saying you have to stay up late thinking about it, but at least to note that you're seeing something that's different than what the Gemara states. So the different answers that are given to try to explain that it's not a real machlokas. So last time we read something from the Aruch HaNer, we didn't have the most warm reception. But the Aruch HaNer has an interesting approach here to try to make shalom between the Bava and the Yerushalmi. So I'll share it with you. It's a short piece. He wants to say there really is no machlokas. And that really, according to this malach, really the Shita Rebbe Yezer needs both of these limudim. He needs the limud of Agamar, and also needs the limud of the Yerushalmi as presented by Tosos.
So
fitting yourself for a hat? Fitting yourself for a hat? Oh, you mentioned it.
What, the Shas then just use both?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to understand. Okay. Like, well, the Gemara should just say, or both. I mean, Shalmi should also tell you both.
Yeah.
So he says, L'anias taiti yeshlama di Yerushalmi v'shasti lon lo pligi. They're not really arguing. They're both giving different components of Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. In other words, it's not one to the exclusion of the other. The Yerushalmi is focusing on one aspect, and the Bavli is focusing on a different aspect. But they both are really needed for Rabbi Eliezer's Shita to be derived, to be maintained. Why? The Chavayu Taimi Tzarech, the Hine Hach Gzeir Shava, the Yerushalmi, who Nidrash Gam Ken Lakaman, the Yerushalmi's reason, the Yerushalmi's Jerusha, is actually mentioned later on in our Gemara, on Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Beis, L'Rabos Leilos Kiyamim, to tell you that days and nights are to be treated the same. L'Achein, I Leker Rak Taim of the Shas, the Hacha, if you only had our stated reason of Teshu Kein Taduru, Lo Yadinan Dabeinan Teshu Kein Taduru Ela Bayom. He wants to say that if you only had the Gemara's stated reason over here, what would you say? You would only know Teshu Kein Taduru by day. Because what does the Pasuk say? Sukos Teshu Shivas Yamin. So say, okay, mean you would say Yamin means Dafka Yamin. Right, you know, we're almost in Pesach season. So you have that in Haggadah also. Right? Yochum Rosh Chodesh, you know, whole drasha over there. Yomim, just a Yomim, I think this, what about, you know, all those drashas. Then you have it also by the Kriyat Shema discussion. Does it mean Yomim and Leilos? So he's suggesting that with just Teshu Kein Taduru, all we would know from the Pasuk, Sukkos Teshuv Shivas Yomim, we'd only know days. Va'akati Sudas Laila Lo Yadinan, but we wouldn't know that you're also required to engage in Teshuv Kein Taduru during the nights. Shichi of Lachein Tzarech Taim of the Yerushalmi. Then he says the other way though. Achein Aidei Drasha the Yerushalmi. What about the Drasha the Yerushalmi? Lo Yadinan Raksha Belaila Gamkin Yishchiyot. Sort of what you were saying, right? But this is for Rebbe Eliezer. In other words, if you're working within Rebbe Eliezer, if you just had the Yerushalmi's drasha, who says it's a chiyuv? Maybe you'll stay both day and night, right? So therefore, you need the time of the hacha, the teshu king tediru, and then you know both aspects. And then he adds here that he saw the same mahalach in the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, so the Pnei Yoshua also has a similar mahalach in trying to make shalom between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, rather than saying it's machlokas, which is certainly one approach. This is more of a technical explanation to try to show how both of these drashas are necessary. Is there svari here that can get excited about? No, but this is important, just in understanding the technical structure of the Gemara. Yes? Yeah, no, that,
each one leaves one out.
That's right.
How could that be necessary for both?
Each one is not sufficient without the other in order for Rabbi Eliezer's position to make sense. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have a chiyuv of 14 sudos. So how are you going to prove to me 14 sudos from Teshu King to Dura? You can't do that. All you can teach me from there, he's suggesting, is that you have to have 7 sudos. So I have to eat every day. A day meal. Oh, so that's why I need the other drasha to tell me Yom Kalelos, just like by day, also have a chiyuv at night. Let's say I only taught you day and night. I didn't teach you Teshu King to Dura. Oh, then you'll tell me that all I know is eat bayach, lo bayach. You want to eat, then you have to eat. Either any of these times when you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. So you'd expect it's the type of thing that you'd want the Gemara to go through with the different drashas. But the Gemara doesn't do that here. And it's not like the Gemara doesn't accept this drasha, because the Gemara does, and that's what the Rav and Meir are saying. The Gemara does have this drasha later on Mem Gimel. So instead of the Gemara doing it, showing that you need both, you know, he's doing it. But sometimes you have the Talmud itself goes through that type of analysis. Oh, if you only taught you this, then you would only know X, but you wouldn't know Y. Oh, if I only taught you Y, you only know this, but you wouldn't know that. So I have to tell you both, right? To be mashlim the whole drasha.
My question is just that each one is saying it like it seems like it's standing on its own, like so.
Yeah, I can't answer you why. What's that? No, I can't answer why the.
Isn't that what's going on though? Like
each one. Yushalmi is bringing one puzzle.
Standing on its own.
Yeah, but he's making a good point. His point is that they don't really stand on their own. Point is, if I just look at the pasuk of the Yushalmi, what does, like Hashi said, what does that teach me? All that teaches me is that if I want to eat by day or I want to eat by night during sukkah, so I have a chiyuv to do that in the sukkah. It doesn't teach me that I have an absolute chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. I can't answer that question. That's a good question. We would like to see the Gemara bring down both these drashas and go through this whole analysis. Why? I don't know. But you see what he's saying, right? It's an interesting approach. I mean, listen, the other approach is, no, this is just the machlokas. Okay. Then there's nothing to talk about. Yushalmi has this and you. But if you learn that way, then you have another problem. Well, he's raising a good point. You can't learn the whole package from one pasuk, from one drasha. Each drasha is somewhat deficient.
What's the deficiency?
I feel like not everyone's with me.
What's the deficiency if all we had was the Yerushalmi?
If all you have is the Yerushalmi, what do I know? All I know is days and nights are treated the same.
But
I might think that means iboy achil, iboy lo achil. If I want to eat, then I'll eat the sukkah. But if I don't want to eat, no problem. I don't have to eat the sukkah.
Is there something in the Torah? So in other words, you don't that like.
What? You don't know that, that it's obligatory.
You don't know for sure that you must eat.
That's right. Comes along, Teshu came to do and tells you, according to Rebbe, I have to eat during those meals.
It's suggesting some sort of a uniformity, though.
Like, what do you mean by uniformity?
It's saying make whatever you do during the day.
Which drasha is doing that?
The
Yushalmi's drasha?
The Yushalmi.
Yeah, but maybe what you're doing during the day is optional.
So that's the thing. The Yushalmi, I think, could only be used for Rabbi Eliezer's.
Yeah, but even for Rabbi Eliezer, we don't know. How does he know that it means it's an absolute obligation?
Because it's suggesting you have to do something. It's saying you have to do something.
No, so all I know is that. That's right. But why does Yushalmi have to mean an obligation? Maybe it just means that nights and days are equated regarding whatever my obligation is during Sukkot. How do I know I have an absolute chiyuv? What?
But
we don't know what the obligation is. Yeah. Maybe the obligation is ibayachil, ibayloachil. I understand what you're saying, but you're not explaining why you're just sort of positing that. You just have a feeling.
No, I'm like using the word asay to actually asay.
Asay just means they made days like nights.
It's not saying like whatever you do during the day.
No, they made days like nights. Okay, you made days like nights. That means whatever the rule is by day, the rule is by night. Whatever the rule is by night, the rule is by day. I'm not expecting anyone to have come up with this particular approach on their own, but it is important to at least see that there's a difference between the Tosus's reason, meaning the Yerushalmi, and our stated reason in the Gemara. Okay? Okay, that's, I guess, Ha'ara number one over here. Let's move a little further.
Wait, are you going to solve that?
I'm going to solve that. That's his mouth. That's the way he tries to make shalom between the two things, saying that not a machlokas. They're both necessary.
Oh, I didn't know. That was like the bottom line.
That's his bottom line. There are other interpretations. I mean, this is the simplest interpretation. But that's starting to get into other drushos and making it more complicated. I think this is the smoothest, and this really does, I don't know, it speaks to me as being very logical. It's not a svara. It's not like a svara. It's just in terms of a drasha. How does a drasha work? Right? Okay. Let's go further. Next. Who's reading the Tosos? Avi, you're doing a great job. What's the next next point here in Tosos also needs to be explained?
Time of the Rabbanon? Time of the Rabbanon. Mefarish of Yochanan, Shem, Rabbi Yishmael. Nemar Chamish Atzar B'Pesach, Nemar Tesvav B'Chag. Ma Tesvav. And then Pesach, Lele Harishon Chova, Vishar Kol Yamim Rishus, Aftezvav, and then our Bechag Lila Rishon.
Bechag.
Lila Harishon Chova, Vishar Kol Yamim Rishus.
Good. So what is, now we have something else being offered up. Now we have an explanation for the Rabbanon, or for the Chacham. What's the explanation that our Gemara gives? What's the explanation our Gemara gives? Oh, it's how you learn Teshuvah Kein Tedur. It's all about Teshuvah Kein Tedur for the Babli. Yerushalmi says, what's the reason for the Rabbanon? A different drasha, a different gzeir shava. So not only do they have a different reason for Rabbi Eliezer, a different reason for the Rabbanon. What's the different reason for the Rabbanon? Tesvav michagamatzos. This famous drasha comes up throughout Shas, tesvav michagamatzos. What does it teach us? What does this gzeir shava teach us?
Gemara says, just by the first day you...
Speak it out, go ahead.
Just on the first day you're chayiv on Pesach, so too by...
Just like on the first night of Pesach was an obligation to eat matzah, but every other day is what? Is a rishos. Say the same thing over here. Just like the first night of Pesach is a chiyuv, say the first night of Sukkot is a chiyuv. And all other days, it's a rishos. What does that mean? What's that translating into? Oh, it translates into the Shita of the Chachamim. You want to eat in the Sukkah in the middle of the Yom Tov? Because I'm saying, hey, you don't want to eat, no problem. But if you're going to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. What about the first night? No, that's a chiyuv. How do you know? Oh, look at sukkah, look at Pesach. Pesach, you have a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night. The rest of the yontif, you don't have to eat matzah. You want to make a sandwich, you have to eat matzah. That's true. If you want to make pizza, you have to make matzah pizza. But there's no obligation to sit down and eat matzah. So too, you want to eat those things that require eating in the sukkah, you got to eat in the sukkah. You don't have an absolute chiyuv. First night, you have a chiyuv. That's the basic. That's the basic gzeir shava. So again, it's noteworthy that even that basic gzeir shava is not what our Gemara presents. Our Gemara just has teishu king to do. Maybe we'll have to try to explain why the Yerushalmi had to give that reason as opposed to, you know, why wasn't it sufficient to just to leave our answer. All right, but let's go further, because now Tosafot says it didn't stop there. That gezeirah shava, that shita lechachamim, that tesvav michagamatzos didn't end there with just the chiyuv on the first night. That chiyuv on the first night becomes wholly modeled after the chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. In what way? Go ahead.
Chavrei bo, ima lahalon.
What is yours? What's your gezeirah?
Chet. That.
Chavrei. Yeah. Chavraya.
Did I pronounce it wrong? Probably.
No, what's the next word that you have?
Oh,
bo, yeah. I didn't hear what you said. Chavraya bo, I think it means there were colleagues, chavraya, like chaverim, who said more, right? That's what I think it means. Unless it's a specific person that the Yerushalmi is quoting, a specific person with that name, which I'm not aware of.
I thought it meant...
No, I think it means like Bo from Ba'inon. Because they said more. Either it means a group of people, Chavraya, or it's a person. Either way. What? But this is the Yerushalmi. I think this is still a quote from the Yerushalmi. It was all from the Yerushalmi.
Okay.
The Yerushalmi Yolef, and he brings down the whole thing over here.
Wait, so Chavraya Ba'o, yeah.
Well, I'm not reading. Someone else is reading.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's ta'ava. Right. So a person has a taiva. You're supposed to, and it's not a negative type of taiva, right? We're used to hearing taiva in the negative, with an appetite. with an appetite. You know, it's a tell person with a hearty appetite, b'te'avon. So Tovia, you should enter into Pesach. That's why you don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Right? Kol ha'ochel matzah b'Erev Pesach, you bolar salsa b'ischamo. You don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Right? Everyone knows the jokes, I'm sure. But,
you brought this one this time.
Okay.
We're moving on.
In any event, I thought that's why you're smirking, but...
No,
just happy to learn. Okay, so... So be that as it may, there's a prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach for that, in part for that reason. So now what's Yerushalmi saying? Oh, so just like if you're going to tell me there's a Gzeir Shava Tesva Tesva Mechag HaMatzahos that speaks to the Achila on the first night of the Yontif as borrowed from and modeled after Achilas Matzah, so too what will you say? Just like you have to eat the matzah with a ta'ava, so too, on Leil Sukkos, you have to eat with a ta'ava. Can someone explain that? What does that mean? What does that mean? What's that? Kavor?
I thought, go for it.
Go for it? I just
thought that, just like, in the Sukkah, you say, the chiyuv is you have to eat. So in terms of the type of chiyuv, it's a shir. You just eat to fulfill your chiyuv of eating the first night, just to touch shir afilah, kazayas, or debates, or whatever it is. Or is it you have to eat today, like a satisfying...
Here, taiva means that you're eating...
The chiyuv is to go into the sukkah for the first night with a chiyuv of...
Yeah, that's what it means. Okay. But is there a problem with it? Let me read... question that I'm asking, maybe as posed by the Daki Moshe, and then you'll be able to better appreciate the question. At least I don't know if we have a satisfying answer. That would be nice. Yeah. This is being quoted from the Mahari Whale. So, Sifkot Nvov. This is Tarlat, or Chaim Simon Tafresh Lamentes. So you've caught involved in the Darkei Moshe. That's the Ramah's commentary on the Torah. V'tzarech le'achol, he's quoting from the Ma'ariv Whale. V'tzarech le'achol layla rishona kodem chatzos. You have to eat. You have to make sure you eat the first night of Sukkos. When? Before chatzos. Where does he know that from? Dum yidematza. B'leil Pesach. B'leil finan. Chamisha asa mechag ha-matzos. V'chein hu b'ma'ariv. Okay? That's a further extension of this Gzeir Shava. Further extension of the Gzeir Shava. More. Just like by matzah, it's a chova on the first night, so too eating the sukkah is the first night, but don't stop there. Just like you have to eat batava over there, you have to eat batava over there, that over here, and the Mariwil says you have to eat before chatzos. You can't sit down to your sukkos meal at 1 o'clock in the morning. Or after chatzos, whenever that might be. Because of Od.
Whatever's up until Amud HaShachar, which is the next day.
This is different. Okay. This sounds like it's different.
Right, okay.
Right, usually you say whatever's a din at night, you can really do until the morning, but we don't want it to be that done that way because you might come to forget. This sounds like, no, just like by matzah, you must eat before, because of the Korban Pesach, so too, over here, you have to eat your sukkos meal before chatzos. The Kasav Ode, the Asal Echo Mishesh Shal Sulamala, Erev Sukkos. You can't sit down to a Suda on Erev Sukkos, just like you can't sit down to a Suda on Erev Pesach. Dumi the Erev Pesach. Vizel nearly Chumr Blitam. Dr. Moshe says, I don't understand that. This last thing I don't understand. I understand that Erev Pesach, you need to have a, what did you say before? A Bren from Matzah? Is that the way you put it? Avi Marcos, yeah. You have to eat matzah with a certain excitement, with a certain enthusiasm, a certain hislavos. So we don't want you to be kalei suda mishe shalsal milo. V'zeo nirli chumr, to take that and apply it now to Erev Chag HaSukos, the document says, I think it's a chumr b'li tam. The shiny achilas matzah. Because achilas matzah is different. V'im yochel achar chatzos, if you eat late in the day on Erev Pesach, what's going to happen? Lo yochel matzah l'tayavon. Lo yochel matzah b'layla l'tayavon. Aval b'suka, agagavi suka, ein ha-mitzah ba'achila, kishi yitzdarech le'achol l'tayavon. It's not, tachiyav is not in the achila per se, it's not in the meal, it's not a din in the meal. On Pesach night, the din is you have to eat matzah. And therefore you have to eat matzah l'tayavon. Because the mitzvah is bound up with that specific, if you will, that chavtza. That's where the mitzvah lies. We want to make sure that you eat that with a certain appreciation. It has to be in a certain framework. But what's the mitzvah on the first night of Sukkot? The afim yeshiv b'sukkah below achila. This is interesting. Even if you'll sit in the sukkah below achila, mikol makom kiyem mitzvah sukkah. Let's say I sat in the sukkah and I didn't eat anything. The Ramah says that on some level you mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Lachin nearly de'in lochosh b'zeh. You don't have to be choshish for this. V'hamach me'yachmer v'hameka lo yasid lo hifsid. You want to do it? Fine, just untate. But don't make everyone else around you do it. Everyone else wants to be mekos, will have to do it. Mihu achash akasavti. But he says, after I wrote this sort of diatribe against this position of the Mariel, Matsasi kosev or zeruah k'devei Mariel. Well, ma'isi le'mi Yerushalmi. He says, after I wrote this, I saw that the Or Zeruah, another one that we've shown him, writes like the Ma'aril, and he brings from the Yerushalmi. Did Tzorchli Kanis L'Sukkah Keshuba Taiva Va'ein Sham Sech L'Sukkah Perek HaYashin. Right? That's our Tosos. So, he says, hey, I don't really think it's such a big deal. I don't really think it's such a reason that you must be Ma'achir. But, what's that? Yeah. But after I wrote all this, I saw that the other, Mishonim held to this. So, but then he doesn't say therefore anything. He doesn't say therefore you should be machmir. He just says, So maybe there's more room for those that want to be machmir. It doesn't sound like it's a, an endorsement necessarily in practice. Can I just trouble you for the Mishnah Berurah?
Of course. Say, can we the matzah without a taiva, not really a chilo.
Right.
Exactly. You're not
time. But
like you said, it's in the yeshiva sukkah. Exactly. You can stop yeshiva without fila. That's just in its better form. You're actually doing maisios of yeshiva. Whereas if you just do a yeshiva, okay. Does that make sense?
I know, but can we try to answer this though? What about these other shitos that I'm sorry, I'm with you.
You need a fila in the sukkah too, though.
Well, that's the question. He's saying in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of yeshiva basukah, you don't necessarily need that. It's still called yeshiva basukah.
Yeah, actually, the thing with the case of matzah,
one second,
it's talking about someone who's achila gasa when it says that he didn't actually eat it. It's not considered eating if he wasn't hungry.
Right.
But that's where it's achila gasa. That's not exactly a normal person who he's just not hungry, but that he can make himself hungry. But that's just like seriously, the guy has stuffed himself and he literally can't eat.
It's funny, I just, he says, the Mikol Mokom, I'm not sure what he means by that, the Hagosa Oros here, when he says Mikol Mokom, I'm not sure if he means the Mihu. And I guess we'd have to compare it to another version, because he says, the Mikol Mokom, the Darkei Moshe, Eino b'haksav yad, v'zen nosaf mi'chidusha hagos defus Darenport, some other defus that they had. So I guess in some versions you don't have it. That specific language about found it later. But over here in the hagos, Ramah does say, v'yochol kodem chatzos laila. You have to eat before chatzos. That's part of the Mariel's requirement, and presumably the Or Zeruah. The lo yochal bayom echatzos ve'elech k'deisha yochal b'sukkah l'teyavon. Why? Dumi yad achilas matzah. The Dakei Moshe, it sounds like he wasn't really embracing it, but when it came time to write that gahos on Shulchan Aruch, there he says that that's the proper thing to do. proper thing to do. What exactly does it mean, dumya de matzah? So we know what that means. Can we try to answer his kasha at least? I mean, he's accepting it because he found it in the Bal Yatosos, in the Orzeruah, but his kasha is still, I think, a good kasha. Should we say the kasha again? Okay. What's the comparison? I understand you want to tell me Chiyuv on the first night, Rishus on the second night. So tell me the same thing. Chiyuv on the first night, Rishus on the second night. I understand you want to tell me other connections between the two, matzah and sukkah. Why are you telling me now that just like I have to eat matzah l'tayavon, and therefore I'm not going to eat too late on Erev Yontif, right? Say the same thing over here. I'm not going to eat too late on Erev Yontif because I have to eat in the sukkah l'tayavon. So this kasha is, well, what kind of connection is that? By sukkah, by matzah rather, the chiyuv is to eat the matzah. In other words, if you ate Erev Pesach, and now you ruined your appetite for matzah on Erev Pesach, what did you do? You messed up the very mitzvah. Shani achilas matzah, dim yochel achar chatzos, lo yochel matzah b'laylo teyavon. And that's what you're required to do. Aval gabe sukkah, when it comes to sukkah, you want to tell me there's a connection? Ein ha-mitzvah ba'achila, that's not the mitzvah to eat on the first night of Sukkot l'tayavon. That's not the mitzvah. Dafim yeshev b'sukkah v'lo achila. You'll sit in the sukkah without eating. Mikomokom kiyei mitzvah sukkah. His claim is. Right? Therefore, he thinks it's a chumr b'lo tam. And if you want to be machmer, fine. You want to be mekel, you're not losing out on anything. He acknowledges at the end, he saw this in other places, and, you know, obviously they felt it was serious, quote the Ruah, and Tosos, our Tosos. So you see, when it comes to the Agah and Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that way. But I'm just wondering, can we try to answer up this question? Why does it make sense? How does it... The first part of the Gzir Shavah makes sense. First night Chiyuv, fine. But why not stop there? How does it make sense to carry it over? Right, could we do that? As she's saying, the Ramah never really resolves the question. It seems like he's just accepting this, what he calls a chumrah, because he found it in the Orzeruah, and he found it in Tosos. But not because he said, oh, now I have an answer to the question. It sounds like the question is really unresolved. And maybe it will remain unresolved as far as we're concerned, but I was wondering. The Ramah learned to sugya. The Ramah saw that Tosos said something, he saw Orzeruah said something. So, okay, so he's choshish for it. But it doesn't seem like the fact that he was choshish for it means he understood it. He wasn't yoreid, you know, sof devrayim. He didn't fully understand what they said. He felt it really didn't make sense to make that extension. But listen, the Rishonim did it, what am I going to do? That's pretty much what he's saying. So, is there anyone, I'm not saying there's no one that had an answer, just the Ramah didn't have an answer.
It's just like the mitzvah, the main mitzvah that's associated with Pesach is matzah.
Okay.
The same, so too, the main mitzvah in terms of achila that's associated with sukkahs is eating yeshiv b'sukkah.
So you're saying that the limud was legabe the achila.
Yeah, exactly. And then...
Right, it was legabe the achila, as opposed to saying that the limud was legabe the yeshiva. I mean, it's hard to just say that's the whole machlokas. You're right. You have to say something like that. Sounds like that's what they're struggling with. What's the whole nekuda of the drasha? Is it speaking specifically to achila? Well, if it's speaking to achila, then we're going to carry all of these pratim. Or is it ruah, tosos? It's those details of achila that make them, of course, if they make sense in that realm of achila, they make sense over here.
So you want to know what allows us to make that?
No, that I understand. If you tell me, but obviously the Ramah is saying not like that. The Ramah is saying, this lima doesn't speak to achila, it's speaking to the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah over there is achila, and the mitzvah over here is yeshiva. The mitzvah is yeshiva basukah. Listen to Ramah's lashon. Ein ha-mitzvah ba-achila. It's not a mitzvah of achila.
He's
That's what his. That's the way he's holding, right? He can't argue on that. I mean, that's what he holds. Ein ha mitzvah beachila she yitzdarich lechol teyavon. Dafim yishev besukah below achila. You sat there and didn't eat. Mikol makom kiyei mitzvah sukah. Unless they're arguing over that. Maybe they're arguing over that. Maybe according to other shitas, you're not yotze. If you just sat in the sukkah on the first night. Maybe those shitas hold that the kiyum ha-mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah on the first night is actually through achila.
Or they call that a kiyum in yeshiva.
And therefore what? And therefore the limud specifically speaks to that. Well, because even Ramah's going to agree with that. The Ramah's going to agree that it's a kiyum.
That
achila is a kiyum in the yeshiva? I mean, what else would it be? It can't be less than that. It can't be something less than that. See, I think we struck a distinction earlier. We tried to explain why isn't no mitzvah on the first night. I wanted to say that there's a difference between yeshiva basukha and dira basukha, right? That during the rest of the week, it's teshu king tediru, so you're subject to all the limitations of tsar and v'chule. But on the first night, if it's a specific mitzvah of yeshiva basukah, you just have to be in the sukkah. That's it. It's not teshu. It's not. It's not. What?
Once you eat, and then you're mitzvah, you can go out. It's not that you have to continue to be in there.
No, right.
So it's like in between.
Wait, where are you
now? No, that's my point. I'm saying maybe that's, according to those shitas, that's a fulfillment of the yeshiva. That's what the Tosos and the Or Zeruah are saying.
Oh, I see, right.
That on the first night, there is such a chiyuv. That the chiyuv of the first night is a chiyuv of yeshiva basukah, and that's played out through some act of achila. But it's not teshu.
Right.
It's not an act of teshu came to do. Say over here too, you know, you need an achila. You must have an achila. The Ramah's not learning that way. The Ramah's learning, no, you don't need an achila, you just need some type of yeshiva, some type of, I don't know. It's good. The Ramah's going
to
be...
Exactly.
The Ramah's going to be complicated also. How are you going to answer up the Ramah? That's why, according to the Ramah, why is there no mitzvah on the first night? If it's just yeshiva without achila, how are you going to explain that? I don't know.
So Pesach is the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is a combination of eating the matzah with hunger.
You need that, right? You need, since the mitzvah is the achila, you need this ingredient that the Chazal require, that it be eaten teyavon. The Ramah's question is, well, why does that make sense to carry over here if it's not a mitzvah of achila per se? So I think what Gil is saying is that maybe it is a mitzvah of achila. Maybe these other sheep. No, the Ramah is not saying that exactly. That's the Ramah. We have to try to explain whether the Ramah could say such a thing. But the other sheet is apparently holding that since there is a specific mitzvah achila, therefore that's the alfusa. That's the gzera shava. The gzera shava is specifically carrying over those details of eating. Just like eating over there is the mitzvah, eating over here is the mitzvah. Right, so the Ramah is saying no, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a eating mitzvah, so you can't tell me that gzera shava is based on eating. It's only the mitzvah. It's only to tell me the nature of the mitzvah. But to hear the mitzvah is not achila. Alright, so what about mitzvah on the first night? I don't know, the Ramah is going to have to try to answer that. How we answer that up? Yeah.
Is it possible to say that?
More than that, the Ramah is saying you don't have. I mean, why? Because it's achila gasa otherwise? Not in terms of the chiyuv of eating of yeshiva basuk on the first night. He's saying there is no obligation per se of eating.
Yeah, so.
You just want to say if you eat, then you must be hungry. That wouldn't be unique to this mitzvah, though. How does it play into the mitzvah specifically of sukkah? Yeah, but generally, a person's not supposed to eat if he's stuffed, you know? It's not called achila if a guy is eating to the point where he's...
Well, I mean, not even normally, he's like, must be, like, hungry. Like, the equivalent...
How would you make sense of that? You don't have to do it, but if you do, it has to be this.
Yeah.
But the Ramah is saying you're already mekayim the mitzvah without that. The Ramah is saying you're mekayim the mitzvah without eating. Be honest, I mean, now that we think about it, the Ramah is the bigger Kiddush. Right? The Ramah is the bigger Kiddush.
How so?
He Because according to Rama, he told me that I can become the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah just through being in the sukkah, not through any other maisa.
What if it really wasn't the case, then why do we make yeshiva sukkah and only then do we sit down?
What do you mean?
Because the whole thing, if you really needed to eat in order to fulfill your mitzvah of sukkah, then you would say yeshiva sukkah.
So there,
right,
could,
before you've eaten, it wouldn't make a difference.
There are questions.
Sat down
so
before.
There, no, so there are questions. No, you're asking a different question, I think. You know, when exactly you make the bracha, as opposed to on what you make the bracha?
No, you would make. I'm saying if it was really eating, then the bracha might also even be achilas pesukah.
You're saying the nusach of the bracha should be different?
If the actual mitzvah of sukkah was you have to eat in the sukkah, if that was the mitzvah of sukkah, then it would be achilas pesukah.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, let me ask you a question this way: you don't make a bracha on other things in the sukkah, right? You only make a bracha when you eat. You don't make a bracha when you just in the sukkah. Okay, they grow notwithstanding. Okay, shoot to the grow notwithstanding.
Okay.
So can you say that a kila is a component of Asia?
Yeah, it is. It's part of yeshiva sukkah. What's the matter?
I'm just.
You were thinking about the grow.
Yes, I'm like.
Right. Right, I mean, that's why you have a lot of these questions when a guy's going in the sukkah and he's just going to be in the sukkah without eating. So, you look at the poskim, they're always very worried about those cases. You try to work out a situation, a guy should eat something, he can mix bracha. Let's say a guy's going to come to sukkah, he's not going to eat. He's fasting. So then you have all those questions. When you're right, one possibility is. I mean, this is a whole separate sugya.
So he's going to sleep in a sukkah.
This is a whole set.
I didn't eat yet.
Exactly. Those questions. Trust me. All these questions are raised by the poskim. But I think there's a lashon in the rush. If I'm not mistaken. I forget it's the Russian sukkah, the Russian brachos. It says something like you make the bracha on the ikker and you pat the tafel. So the whole question: what that means? What does that mean? That really the other things need brachas? But you're making it on the other, on the ikar? Or really the other things don't need brachas? No, that's a whole separate question in, how you understand that. Alright, I think, like I said, suffice it to say that the Ramah now needs a little bit of a hezber. But this question, at least, when you look at the question is a very good question. If he's approaching it that there's a difference, then the Alfusa is problematic. But like Gil is saying, okay, maybe that assumption is not correct. Maybe really they're not different. First of all, Maran, you don't have to worry about treading on the Rama. What's Rabbi Avadi always say? B'nei Ashkenaz ha-yotzim v'yad Rama. That's for the B'nei Ashkenaz. You don't have to. But
I'm not like to amend what I was saying before. Not, maybe it's not the ikar mitzvah is achila, but like you're gonna end up with.
No, what you're saying is simply is that the limud is regarding achila, and since the limud is regarding achila, Tosus's expansion makes sense. That or Zeru's expansion makes sense because that was what the limud is coming to tell me about the achila. Not about the mitzvah in general.
Like part of
and now the Ramah is saying, well, that's not the mitzvah. No, maybe they held that is the mitzvah. Maybe they held that achila is part of the mitzvah. You can't have yeshiva without achila.
He's clearly
saying not like that.
An identifying component of sukkahs is eating in the sukkah. An identifying component of Pesach is eating matzah.
Now you take a step back. You're sort of trying to, right?
Like, it's part,
I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying it's part of the identity of the Chag. Like, how are you gonna...
And therefore what?
The identity of the Chag is not to eat in the Sukkah. The identity of the Chag is the Sukkah.
Right.
No.
That's basically the Ramah's question.
Itself is the identity of the Chag.
But that question is assuming that you could be in the Sukkah without eating.
You can be in the Sukkah without eating. You sleep in the Sukkah.
And fulfill the mitzvah. The first night. Someone at the first night. Could I just be in the sukkah the first night and not eat and fulfill the mitzvah?
Okay.
That's really what he's talking about.
Because all the other 6 days you have a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, otherwise there will be no mitzvah sukkah. There's something different about the first night. You can't say the ikkar is being in the sukkah.
Right. So, what's the obligation? Just to be there. So, right. According to Rama, the difference would be on the first night. I must be in there. I must actually be in the sukkah. The other nights, I only have to be in the sukkah if I'm going to do something. I have to be in the sukkah for. But here, even if I'm not doing anything, that's what the Rama's doing. I have to be in the sukkah. Okay. What mice am I doing? I'm just state of being.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'd like to try to look around, see if anyone deals with it. But it's difficult.
I understand that view. Actually,
which this
Ramah. I understand what the
Ramah. If you assume that this is the correct point, that you could have a kiyum mitzvah without any maisa on the first night.
Like even if he's, I understand. Even if it's not the correct way, I still understand his way of thinking.
Yeah, I understand it also. The question is it factually in line with the sugya? See, it's interesting, sort of in line with this whole Mahalach of this Tosos, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, Leket Yosha actually says that you shouldn't nap on Erev Sukkos. Why? So that you could sleep in the sukkah with a tayavim for the sleeping. What? Well, it's like that's even further. That's a further expansion of this idea. Why?
Sleepy in order to sleep properly in the sukkah.
No, but this might help the Ramah, because the sleep is that's an act of kviyas. That's sort of an act of kviyas. So you could fulfill the mitzvah with sleeping, even without eating. I don't know. I'd like to think about it more, but if nothing else. It's something noteworthy that needs to be addressed when you see the Tosos. And let's finish out the last prat. There's one more extension of that Gezeir Shava, right? We didn't read yet. Who's reading? You? Sorry. Itinerant reader. Go ahead. There's one more detail. Right, so what does that mean?
Just by matzah, where you have to eat a certain amount.
You have to have a certain shear to be called Achila, right? You have that in general. What's that?
It should also be a
so therefore you have the same thing over here. You have to eat a certain amount in the sukkah. You have to eat a certain amount in the sukkah. You say, how's the Ramah going to deal with that? You're going to say, no, it's not true. You don't have to eat a certain amount. So it sounds like, right? It sounds like going to Ramah, no, you don't have to eat
anything. Right, he says that the whole thing of fulfilling the mitzvah is teshu came to Deru. And therefore, whenever you would do something that would be like you do in your house, in the sukkah,
I know, that's what I'm saying. The Ramah's approach is a little bit radical, no?
Yeah, now I can't.
Isn't everything that we always say, we always assume, the Gemara openly says, you have a chiyuv the first night. That's the, right, that's the shita of the Chachamim. You have a chiyuv the first night. So you're saying, no, the chiyuv of the first night is not a chiyuv of Suda? The whole basis of the Gemara is Suda oriented.
Yeah.
I'm saying you do the eating because that's the most common thing that's easy to do in the Sukkah.
Ah.
I'm saying,
but not the Yevachir.
I'm saying, like, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of home? It's like,
mommy giving you food.
It's being recorded. You know, not right there.
Take your time. How can the Ramah even say what he's saying with this?
Right,
the last part of Tosfos, like the Tosfos is saying straight up.
Well, no, he acknowledges. He acknowledges that according to Tosfos, you're going to continue with the Gezeir Shava all the way through.
Yeah, so.
But it sounds like without Tosos, I would never say such a thing. Without the Orzerua, I would never say such a thing. Well, now the question is, what about the Gemara? Why do you need the Orzerua? That means the Gemara itself says that the Suda, unless you understand that what they're arguing was not the Suda. It's difficult. What do you mean, like just ignoring the Gemara? man. So what about this last issue here? What about the last point about the kazayas? What kazayas of what? Kazayas of what?
Dagon.
Grain.
Whatever that means. I think it means bread, but
oh, it just means grain. Well, what?
I mean, yeah.
So what does it mean? Lamaisa, halach lamaisa. You could have different types of grain. So machlokas and rishonim. We have a few minutes left. Let's just take a look at it. Maybe tomorrow we'll flesh it out a little bit further. But if you look at the Rosh and the Ran, they really argue over what's necessary to be Mekayim, this requirement of a Kezias of Dagon. We'll start with the Rosh. I'm sorry?
What I would guess from other sugyas that have gone.
Yeah.
Like grain.
Right.
It's any grain that you could use to make bread with.
In what form? That's what I'm asking.
Oh. No, I'm saying any thing, like if it's mizonos, if that grain could be used to make bread, then that's a kezias of that you would need to eat in the sukkah. And then if it's bread, then yes, you have to eat it in the sukkah. But if it's like made of like rice grain.
Okay, well, rice in general, right? That's not one of the chamesh
semin. I'm saying, but they considered it a dagon.
He said.
Well, only for a bracha.
He said dagon because. So the counterpart would be red.
So the Rosh wants to say that the suffik over here, we're in suffik, whether you need a kezias, right? Whether you need a kezias, or it's enough to have mini targima. This is what you asked me about before, right? Malahan at sheyochel kezias dagon matzah, afkan at sheyochel kezias dagon besukah, v'ibayle iyotzei b'mini targima. Now, do you dafka need a kezias of dagon, or can you have mini targima? If you look at the Karban Asano, that's a different issue. We'll hold off on the Karban Asano. It's a slightly different issue. All right, but the Ran, do we still have anyone's attention, or that we checked
I'm
out?
On the Rush right now.
What?
I'm on the Rush.
Yes, so I just read the just saying the Rush is saying that's the suffix. There was a suffix, whether or not you could be Yotzei Minin Targima. But the Ran openly says that a different issue. Huh?
By Pesach, it's in the form of past, just not from it, past fine.
So that's the question. Well, the question is how close does it have to be? Does it have to be exact? Or can you... No, not, well, that's another thing, by the way. I think there are. I seem to recall someone saying that you have to actually eat matzah and sukkah. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
No, but I actually do that at my house.
Yeah? Seems to recall that's brought down someplace.
And that's
maybe he has
an extension of the same.
Yeah, but it could just be like a joke. I mean, I don't know. Let me find it before I go on record as saying that there's such a shita.
Recording?
Well, yeah, this is a recording. I didn't say anything too bad, right? But the Ran, just quickly, let me just end with this Ran. Just something to think about. It's the Ran on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. One second. Yeah. Gets in. He gets in, it's the one Masnissen.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gets in over here. It's exactly what you yotze with, right? Might be a good idea for everyone to do this run. It's a nice run. Right? His issue is more in terms of the shear. Do you need dafka kebetza or a kezias? But assuming that issue, it's the last couple of lines over here, if you want to see it. Kevin the gamrina mechag hamatzos legamri gamrina minei. Mahasam b'kezayis, just like matzah is a kezayis. So too, avhocha kezayis. Va'afo gavda b'shar yimos achar kezayis arayhu. Kezayis is normally aray. V'rashay le'ochlo chutz l'sukka. Filhochi b'layla rishon kevan shakosav kavo chova le'ochlo b'sukka aso achilas kava. Acherim say no, de'lahochi gamrin alel yantav harishon shal chaga matzos. Nothing to do with the shear, nothing to do with the amount. Just one second. So according to the Ran's way of learning this issue, it would come out like this, that the sveika, the suffik of the Yerushalmi is whether or not a kezias is sufficient. Whether or not a kezias is sufficient or you need a kebetza. Meaning is Is the mitzvah a mitzvah of avachila? Or is it a mitzvah of simply being in the sukkah? Sort of like a...
achila basukha, that's what you mean when you say achila? Because it's really both.
Right. Is it a mitzvah of achila in the sukkah, or is it a mitzvah of...
of just being in the sukkah.
Exactly. And that's going to hinge on the shear.
Wait, so what's the issue? Like, is that smaller than the big sukkah?
That's right. It's about a half.
And so if you eat a kazayin, then what? Then you didn't eat. Right?
That's an achila, but it's not necessarily...
it's not a... it doesn't show that you were hungry.
It's like an active achila, but it's not like when you... when you matzah is a kazayis. So maybe you'll say that it's over here, it's a kazayis. But normally when I... during the week, how much matzah... how much do I have to eat in order to be chayv in the sukkah, according to the Ran? Oh, that's a kibetza. Anything that's less than a kibetza, I'm potter from. Well, that's the way it's being defined. Kibetza. Kibetza is what's considered kvias, and kazayas is still less than a kibetza, and therefore it's not a kvias. So normally I wouldn't have to eat that in the sukkah. So the question is, what must I do on the first night? Is it like every other night where I have to eat in a certain way, that it's like a living in the sukkah? You got this?
Yeah.
In other words, is the nature of the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah one simply where I just have to do a maisa, do an achila? If it's I have to do an achila, then I'll eat a shir. That's like I have to make matzah. I have to eat matzah. I have to eat in the sukkah. How much? Kazayis is achila. Anytime I'm required to eat, eating is kazayis. So even though this shir wouldn't normally be mechayiv me in a sukkah, it's simply a halach that I have to eat in the sukkah. But if I hold no, that the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah, oh, yeshiva b'sukkah normally is only required when what? When I eat a kibetza. So maybe I have to eat a kibetza on the first night. This is the same question that we had, sort of like the Ramah's question. What, and maybe this goes hand in hand with what we've mentioned before. Do you say that you have to eat with a taiva or not? Well, if you tell me that all I have to do is eat, right? Then maybe not. I'm sorry, if you tell me that it's a din in eating, then maybe I do. If you tell me that it's just a din in yeshiva, maybe I don't. Because maybe taiva is only applicable if there's a mitzvah of eating, but not if there's just a mitzvah of being in the sukkah. I'd like to try to flush this out tomorrow more. So you know what? Let's do this. Before we move to the next Tosos, Iboy, I know everyone took a look at it today. Let's do this Ran. Okay? So we'll start with this Ran tomorrow, work through the Ran, and then we'll move to the next Tosos. But, excuse me. I think it's an important point. Okay, because that's the last point in Tosos, which is really fleshed out further here by this Ran. All right, is everyone clear? I think we made some nice ha'aros today.
What's
your ha'ara? Observations? You know.
What's the
shortage of the power? Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.